We have 10 surveyors around the state. They have various regions that they intercept these non-residents at airports, gas stations, and rest areas. And they go up to those folks, introduce themselves, ask them if they would answer a few questions, and then we hand them a survey that they can mail back or they can do online if they choose to do that. And this is where we get a lot of our data then, is because it asks them about why they're here, where they're going, where they spent their nights, how much money they spent, what activities they did, what information sources they use. And recently we just added wireless technology information sources that they use while they're traveling. And it's just a full piece of information about non-residents.
And what's the return rate?
The return rate on that is not as good as we would like, because obviously these people might lose this survey in their pile of things that they have in their car. But it's close to 30%. So it's adequate. We're trying to get it higher. But because we have this upfront data, we call it upfront, where we ask them a number of questions at the beginning, we can weight those who respond to what the full population of visitors would be. And so we feel comfortable with it. We just, of course, you always want more.
Okay, so 1,100 respondents, yes?
Well, 1,100 people on the survey who actually made comments. So we had way more surveys returned to us, but 1,100 of them felt like they should say some more.
And non-residents only?
This was just non-residents, yes. Most of our focus is on non-residents because that's where the economic impact is. That's new dollars coming into the state. Although we all want to know what everybody else is doing in the state and what's important to people who live here, so we do those things as well.
How is the comment section phrased? How is it set up?
It's very simple. It's usually at the very end of the survey, and it just says, tell us any other comments about things, you know, related to the survey or anything else in Montana. So they go off on whatever suits their fancy. And in this particular study that you're referring to, or this report, the comment section came after a number of questions that were related to what we call geotourism aspects, which is people who travel for the environment, to visit the authentic and the small towns and see the people and the working landscapes and all this kind of stuff. In other words, they're coming here because they like the way we live and what we have available to us, and they want to fit right in. And that's where you probably saw where a lot of people said, where's the recycling? And that was one of the questions that was in the survey. So they picked up on it because we really don't have in Montana a very good at all recycling program.
Who are these geotourists? Are they coming from a particular part of the country?
Geotravelers come from everywhere. And we do get a lot of people nearby, you know, our adjoining states and that sort of thing. And what's interesting, and I'm probably going to sidetrack here a little bit,
sure,
that the folks who are the international visitors, and we don't get that many. We get 5, 6, 7% that are overseas. The Canadians are international, so you add them in there, and we're over 12% of international visitors in Montana. But they are definitely a geo-traveler. When you think about it, they want to come and see our culture. They are interested in what we do because we're different than they are. And so those folks definitely are looking for the restaurant that all the local people go to. They're looking for that bed and breakfast that's pretty unique. They're looking for the farmers markets, the events that our little communities and large communities put on, because that's how they can see who we are. The more of a geo-traveler they are, the more likely they're going to spend a little bit more money. And depending on how much time they have, but in general, they will spend a little bit more time here too.
Okay, it sounds like most of the comments on this survey were overwhelmingly positive. And when I say most, almost 90%.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, that's encouraging. When you think about when people want to make a comment, sadly, we tend to complain more than anything. Like if something really bothered me, I happened to mention it to somebody, right? And that's what we'd see with that 11-10% of the people. Something really bothered them and they had to say something. But the rest of them had to say how wonderful this state was. The friendly people, that thing comes out all the time. The open space, the mountains, the vistas. And they want to tell us this. And it's so funny. I was looking at this before I got on the air with you, and I love this statement. Mother Nature blessed Montana. So far, man hasn't messed it up too much. You know, and I would think a lot of people would agree with that we are lucky. But saying luck is not the right thing either, because I think there's a lot of folks in Montana who have worked to keep it the way they want it because we live here and we don't want to mess it up. Saying that what the visitors say is not anything new to us, we're aware of it, and I think where Montana is lucky, there's a lot of people who are passionate, who live here and want to make sure we maintain our livelihood, because that's why we're here.
Okay, travel-related issues.
Yes.
Roads, billboards, things like that. How do we rate among these people?
Good and bad. And that's the funny thing about the travel-related issues that came up. I don't want to say it was half and half, but they would say things that I didn't like this rest area. And then somebody else would say, oh, this rest area is wonderful. And so it's hard to determine. You know, everybody comes here with different perspectives. So what they pick up on is going to be different. If they were just at a rest area in another state that was really horrible to them, and then they hop into Montana and this one would happen to be clean, they're going to say that. And so what we find is with the travel issues, the road conditions, and again, it's both sides, but the road conditions, they do mention about construction. Because that's annoying.
It is.
We understand that.
And there's a lot of it, too.
The signage. We have a number of folks who tell us, I couldn't find such and such, or, you know, the signage wasn't so good. And on the other hand, we'll have people who say, the signage is wonderful. It's about right. It's interesting. The Bozeman Airport gets a lot of comments. Beautiful airport. But the other is weather. You know, obviously, if you're driving in the wintertime, the weather's sometimes not so nice. But then the fires. Obviously, we're into it right now with a lot of smoke everywhere all around the state and that sort of thing. And number of people, you know, too much smoke from fires, we'll try another time of year. You know, our dissatisfaction of the natural environment conditions was strictly due to the smoke from wildfires. And people mention that, but think about it if you were traveling. It would be kind of a bummer if you went to New Zealand to see all those lovely mountains and they were clouded over in smoke and you really didn't get a good view, especially when we call ourselves a big sky country.
Billboards. Too many? Too few? What?
Billboards are a funny thing. A lot of people just simply don't use them. And when we ask on the quantitative part of the survey, we ask them, you know, information sources. Billboards is one of them, as well as highway signs and whatnot. And then what was most useful to them? Billboards is always the bottom. Like 3% said it was most useful. And so it doesn't get a high rating. Now, some people want to know where a restaurant is or that there is one, but that's even changing more with this wireless technology. And if it's lunchtime and I'm driving through, oh, I feel like having, you know, a hamburger, let's look it up on my little smartphone and it tells me where I need to go. And it's going to be an interesting thing to see if billboards start, and I hate to say that because it's a business and people want to have their business operating, but the smartphone and the wireless technology is starting, that's where people are getting their information.
Yelp.
Yelp, yeah. And any of the travel reviews, people use travel reviews.
Oh, yeah.
There's a restaurant they haven't heard of, and this is the thing that's probably an advantage to the geo-traveler. You can find these franchise restaurants, motels, everywhere. But if you go on a travel review and see this restaurant that you've never heard of before, it's probably local, and you look it up and get good reviews, I'm going to go there.
It's so interesting how things are changing so rapidly.
It is.
Yeah. Former residents come back to Montana. Seems they're a little nostalgic.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you left, wouldn't you be nostalgic?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
There's something about it. It grabs all of us who live here, and they want to move back. And then some people in Montana don't want to hear this, but we get a lot of folks saying, I'm looking for property. I'm going to retire here. Or I came to school here and I want to move here, but I can't because of the jobs. I mean, there's so many people that want to live in Montana, but because of the potential job availability, the economy, or, you know, there's jobs in Montana. But if you're used to making $110,000 in Denver, you're not going to make that here. And people aren't then willing to make that sacrifice. Hmm. But boy, they sure tell us, I'd love to live here.
No, Norma, we met firefighters last week working the Lolo Complex fire. And they said, I want to retire here. I want to come here.
And that was through the smoke.
That was with the smoke. So go figure, right? In the end, what does all this tell you? Where does this data go?
Well, the travel industry that's out there, and that could be anybody from hoteliers to restaurants to people who promote Montana and all that sort of stuff. They get this information and they can sort through it and decide what changes they might make or whatever. You know, in the end, we'll go back to the recycling. and again, this is sort of my bias because I do my own recycling and take it over, you know, haul it over every other week or whatever. Maybe at some point Montana will figure out how we can do more recycling that is along the roads, you know, the gas stations where the visitors are. And the geo traveler is looking for that. That's just one example. We can't do anything about road conditions, so to speak. But if there are serious issues, we let the highway department know that something is amiss here and this is what people are saying. So we do get it out to folks who probably might be able to do things with the information. Mm-hmm. And then from a marketing point of view, obviously, with all the positive comments, heck, I just did a search of the word love in these comments. Over 300 times love was mentioned. It didn't mean like I love my spouse. It was I love Montana. And so from a marketing perspective, there's a lot of comments that could be taken out and shown to the public, as in those who we want to come visit and say, look, people come here and this is what they say about Montana.
Last question. Summer 2013, starting to wind to a close here. I know the final numbers won't be in for a while, but what are you hearing? How did it go from a tourism perspective?
You know, it's looking like it was a good year. It's interesting that you should ask. I just was on the National Park Service stats website, yeah. And actually July in Yellowstone is down from last year. That's kind of a mixed message because when you talk to hoteliers and that sort of thing, they're having a pretty good year, summer, I should say. I'm thinking we're going to be up just from what I'm hearing and seeing, and you do see a lot of RVs out on the roadways, and that's an indication of lots of travel going on. But maybe there's more going in the RVs and less in the motels. Don't know that yet, but that's a possibility because RV sales are up around the country. And as the baby boomers are buying, you know, they're getting more time and they're starting to buy something that they can carry with them and sleep in. That's, you know, a different type of a population. Doesn't mean that they're not out doing the geotourism type stuff either, because you see these RVs. They've got bikes, they've got a boat, they've got a kayak on top. I mean, they are active folks, many of them.
Norma Nickerson, director of the University of Montana Institute for Tourism and Recreation Research. Again, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.